Often we can find it really difficult to praise what we're good at. In this episode, I explain why it's so important, and I challenge you to give it a go. This is how legends are made. Hi there, my name is Ben Jackson, and I hope you're doing super well wherever you are. As I've been explaining in these week's episodes, it's a manic week, so I'm just kind of knocking out what I can, and hopefully there's some value for it. And today, it was an idea about compliments. Now, this stemmed from a session I had this morning with a group in a school, and it was discussing about how we don't give ourselves compliments. It was one of the things I started out with, the idea of, let's go around and ask people, the children, if when they were brushing their hair, or brushing their teeth, or looking in the mirror getting ready, did they say they look nice, or well done, or you're looking great, or anything like that at all? And none of them did. And I went around, and as we went, got this feedback, and everyone's saying, no, they didn't. I returned with a question saying, well, why not? And I think it really stumped them, because, and I illustrated the idea that very quickly we're able to give compliments or reassurance or kind of support to our friends. And a friend come over saying, how do I look? And they say, you look great, or whatever. Or how did I play? And they said, you played really well. And you support them super quickly. But it's amazing how quickly we do it for other people, but not quickly enough for ourselves. So I went through a little exercise with them about just identifying what their strengths are, or at least taking ideas of what they could have and where they apply them. And it was interesting how, when I was handing out some kind of personality traits like being helpful or intelligent or wise or clever or funny, they struggled to find examples. And I had to kind of help them along with some suggestions, some ideas, and we eventually got something out, but it was buried. They'd buried the quality that was clearly abundant in them, but buried the memory of what it is. And that's why it's so important we kind of return to compliment ourselves and remind ourselves of what we're good at. We are so good at reminding ourselves of what we're bad at. We need to balance that out by saying, and those things can be true, of course. I mean, maybe we're not great at everything, but there are things we are excellent at, we excel at, and it's worth reminding ourselves what they are. So in this episode, I'd like you to just begin to note down what things you are really good at. And maybe if not that, then think about compliments you can give yourself when you're brushing your teeth in the morning. Say something nice to yourself. And this is small, but it's at the same time has a massive impact on how we see ourselves. The ability to do this. Now, a caveat, this is one thing. If that is too difficult, and I'm not going to say I'll be surprised for some that it is really challenging, then you can say it, but maybe not look in the mirror. Say it to yourself without looking at yourself. Kind of build up the muscle, as it were, to get to that stage. But I really encourage you to at least practice it. And if you feel resistant and don't like it and feel uncomfortable about saying that you're good at something, challenge yourself. Say, what's the block here? Why is that an issue for me? One girl was talking about, I offered her the word that she was graceful. Coincidentally, she's a dancer. And you would have thought, well, in some form, she's going to think she's graceful, but she didn't at all recognize that she had the capability of being graceful, especially as a dancer. And I said, well, interesting, isn't it? It's because we're possibly holding up an image of what is graceful and we're comparing ourselves to it. And then we don't match that image, well, then we can't be graceful. It's kind of like a simple equation. So I literally offered her the idea that of all the other 20, 30 people in the room, that she's probably more graceful than we are. But that doesn't mean she's not graceful. Reminding ourselves of what we are good at is a clear indication of how we can really fortify our self-esteem and our self-worth, and is a really valuable tool or lesson. Try this out for yourself. Maybe try it with family members, people in your community, just to see how this works and to see how people react. It's interesting to know, or interesting to notice, how sometimes it's difficult for us to even accept our own compliments about ourselves. So, a bit of a challenge in this short and fast episode. Try it out. Let me know how you get along in the comments. Love to hear from you on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram. Other than that, I'm going to leave you for today and have a fantastic day wherever you are. This is how legends are made.